وعليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العلي العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and sisters, surely all praise and all gratitude belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the numerous bounties and the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues and He keeps on giving us, alhamdulillah, every single day of our lives. We live in and we enjoy so many bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot even begin to count, and we cannot finish counting the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself in the Holy Quran says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you can never finish counting them. You can never number them. So many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps on giving us every single day of our lives. And Allah, out of His great mercy and kindness, He continues to give the every single human being, the believers and the unbelievers on the face of the earth. Allah continues out of His great mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed us and has indeed reached us and very close. He has indeed reached us very close to another blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the month of Sha'ban. And next month, inshallah, will be the blessed month of Ramadan. This month that we are in, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a great month because it is before a very, very great and blessed month. Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that besides the month of Ramadan, he used to fast the most in the month of Sha'ban. The most he used to fast during the month of Sha'ban, besides the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned in the hadith that he never fasted for an entire month besides Ramadan. And he, besides the month of Ramadan, he would fast the most after that in the month of Sha'ban. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear respected brothers and sisters, he would fast in the month of Sha'ban as a preparation for the blessed month of Ramadan. This is why he would fast so much during the month of Sha'ban, so that his body will be in tune when the month of Ramadan comes. His body will already be in tune with fasting, and he will already be accustomed to fasting. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do that. He used to fast in Sha'ban. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase his ibadat. He will increase his ibadah. So again, in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself always used to be in a lot of ibadah. But for us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, our iman, it may increase and it may decrease. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iman increases and sometimes it decreases. And the iman itself does not increase or decrease. What increases is the zeal that we get to do good actions and do good deeds. This is what increases, and sometimes this is what decreases. The zeal and the enthusiasm that we find for doing good deeds, and sometimes we do not find that zeal and that enthusiasm for doing the same good deeds and good actions. This is what, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iman increases and iman decreases. The iman itself does not increase, because we already believe in Allah, we already believe in His messengers, we believe in all the books of Allah, we believe in the day of judgment, we believe in resurrection after death. All these things are there, and we must believe in them. So these things do not increase or do not decrease. We do not believe in less prophets or less books, so the iman does not decrease. So this remains there. The iman and the belief in Allah, in the prophets, in His books, it remains there. It does not increase or decrease. But what decreases and what increases is the zeal and the enthusiasm that we sometimes find for doing the good actions and doing good deeds. So sometimes we may find ourselves, we may get up one day we may find ourselves, we are willing and we are ready to do so much good actions. We are willing and we are ready to perform as much nafil salat as we can today. Today we got up for tahajjud, so we are feeling revitalized and energized. And during the day we want to read about 3 or 4 juz of the Holy Quran. And this is what happens with us. Sometimes we find ourselves that we have the zeal for doing good actions, and sometimes we normally find ourselves lazy, and we do not really have the zeal for doing as much good actions as other times. This is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his fasting during the month of Sha'ban, by his increased fasting, it shows that he got his body and his mind in tune with fasting, so that when Ramadan comes, his body and his mind will already be in tune, and he will be able to continue and increase upon his good actions in the month of Ramadan. So similarly for us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves. We have to start increasing our good actions. We have to find the zeal and the enthusiasm. We have to find that zeal and enthusiasm for doing as much good deeds as we can. We should not wait for when the month of Ramadan comes, and then we say to ourselves that as soon as the month of Ramadan comes, we will start increasing, we will start reading about 4 juz of the Holy Quran every day, we will get up for tahajjud salah every day, we will perform all the different nawafil salah during the day, and we will increase, and we tell ourselves this, but my dear respected brothers and sisters, when the blessed month of Ramadan comes, if our body and if we are not accustomed to doing these things, then it will be very difficult. In the beginning part of the month of Ramadan, if we try to do all these things one time, we try to get up for tahajjud every single day, we try to exert ourselves, which we are not accustomed to doing, then we will become weak and we will become sick, because our bodies and our mind is not accustomed to these things. This is why we have to start preparing ourselves from now. We can also try to fast during this month of Sha'ban, but we should not overexert ourselves we should not fast too much in the month of Sha'ban, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, now we are weak and we are feeling tired and we are very weak, and our bodies will become very weak because of this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast the most during Sha'ban, but he was a messenger of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that strength and ability, that even though if he fasted the whole month of Sha'ban, then during the month of Ramadan, he can continue his ibadat, and he can continue that. But we, my dear respected brothers and sisters, our bodies, our mind, we are not accustomed to fasting for long periods, and so we should not fast during the month of Sha'ban continuously. We should not fast a lot during the month of Sha'ban. Yes, we can fast a few days we can fast as much as we can so that we will not weaken our bodies, but we should not overdo it during the month of Sha'ban. Should not over fast too much or over exert ourselves so that when the month of Ramadan comes, we are already weak and tired. We should not do this. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to start getting our bodies in tune and start training our bodies and our mind for fasting, for increasing our ibadat. We have to start training our minds and our bodies for this. This is the month that we can train ourselves and increase. Again, as I mentioned, we should not overdo it, but we should at least have our bodies in tune and in training so that during the month, when the month of Ramadan comes, we will already be accustomed to reading 3 or 4 juz of the Holy Quran, and we will already be accustomed to waking up for tahajjud salah. We will already be accustomed to performing nawafil salah so that in the month of Ramadan it will be easy. Our bodies will already be accustomed to doing these good actions and these good deeds. But if we do not do it, my dear respected brothers and sisters, then when the month of Ramadan comes, it will be very, very difficult. In the beginning, it will be very, very difficult to get our bodies at one time into doing all these good actions at one time. Performing a lot of nawafil salat, and fasting itself, it brings a weakness to the body. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to train ourselves. We have to train our minds and train our bodies and get it in line so that inshallah, when the blessed month of Ramadan comes, we will already be in tune and we will already be in line, and our bodies will already be trained so that it will be easy for us to continue our good actions. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it is very, very important also that we find ourselves and we stay away from arguments and quarrels. We should stay away from arguments and quarrels. It's very, very important. Argument and disputes among each other. It is very important that we stay away and we try our best to refrain from these arguments and quarrels. Because we are human beings, and sometimes we will say something to someone, or someone will say something to us that we may not like, and it may lead to an argument or a quarrel. It is very, very easy. Remember, Satan and Shaitan is our open enemy, and he will try his best to deviate the Muslims and to put them into misguidance. So sometimes little things may cause big arguments and big quarrels. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it is very, very important that we try our best to refrain from these quarrels and arguments. Again, it is part, we should train ourselves during this month from this same thing, from staying away from arguments and quarrels. We have to start training ourselves in this month, because during the blessed month of Ramadan, getting ourselves into arguments and quarrels, it is an even bigger sin. Because remember, any sin done during the blessed month of Ramadan, the punishment will increase for it. Just as good deeds, the rewards will increase for it during the blessed month of Ramadan, sins and evil, the punishment will be greater for these things during the blessed month of Ramadan. So we have to try our best also to refrain from sinning. And this thing that we are speaking about, which is quarrels and arguments, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a very, very destructive evil. And sometimes we may see it as a minor or a small thing, but it is a very, very destructive evil and sin. Quarrels and arguments and having hatred for another person, malice, all these evil qualities. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these quarrels and arguments, it will shave off and it will remove your iman from you. The quarrels and the arguments, it will remove and it will rub off your iman. Slowly but surely it will rub off your iman. These quarrels and arguments. We are in the month of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said in a hadith about the virtues of the 15th night of Sha'ban, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives people in great abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many people, and he forgives in great abundance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forgives people like the amount of the hairs on the tribe, on the animals of Banu Kalb. The hairs on the backs of the animals of Banu Kalb. And Banu Kalb was a very big tribe at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had the greatest amount of animals. So, and these animals, we know on the backs of the animals how many hairs and how much hairs there are on the back of the animals. So they had a lot of animals, Banu Kalb. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the 15th of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives sins in great abundance as the amount of the hairs of the on the backs of the animals of Banu Kalb. But there are two people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not forgive on a blessed night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. And Allah forgives so many sins and he forgives so many people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but there are two categories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not forgive even on a blessed night like the 15th night of Sha'ban. Allah does not forgive two categories of people. The first category of people is that person who has hatred and malice and envy and all these bad qualities. He has hatred, he has a quarrel, argument, dispute, and he has hatred for his Muslim brother. He has hatred in his heart. This is the first category of people that Allah does not forgive. Those who have hatred and envy and all these qualities for another person. That is the first category. The one who has hatred and malice for another person. And the second category are those people who wear their trousers beneath their ankles. It's a very, very great sin also, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Sometimes we may take it for granted. We hear that we should not wear our trousers beneath our ankles. We hear that, and sometimes we may take it lightly, as sometimes we may think it's a minor sin. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it among the major sins. Among the other major sins also in another hadith, in this same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned also that Allah does not forgive the drunkard and the one who is disobedient to his parents. In another narration, all these things are mentioned also. Allah does not forgive the one who has malice and hatred for another person, the one whose trousers crosses his ankles, he wears his trousers beneath the ankles, the drunkard, the one who is disobedient to his parents. All these are mentioned in the hadith regarding the 15th night of Sha'ban. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah does not forgive these people, even on a blessed night like the 15th night of Sha'ban. Allah does not forgive these categories of people. And the first one, as I mentioned, are those people who have malice and hatred for another person. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to try our best to stay away from all sins, and especially from these things that may come up and may arise amongst us. Quarrels, sometimes little things, as I mentioned, may lead to big arguments and big quarrels. So we should try to stay away from these things. If someone comes to us and try to pick a fight or tells us something that we may not like, then we should not respond. Because if we respond, then he will respond back and it will lead to a big argument, and it may even lead to a fight or a quarrel. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and a man came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and started quarreling with him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. A man came to him and started saying all kinds of things about Abu Bakr, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. And he was quarreling and saying all sorts of things about Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr was remaining silent. Abu Bakr remained silent, and while he remained silent, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling. The man was saying all sorts of things about Abu Bakr, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling. Then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he could not take it anymore, he started to argue back with the person. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he could not take it anymore, and he started to argue back with the person. And as soon as Abu Bakr started to argue back with the person, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. So afterwards, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, when this man was quarreling with me and he was saying all sorts of things about me, you were there and you were smiling as if you were supporting what he was saying. And as soon as I started to argue back with him, you left and you leave. You did not give me any support. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Abu Bakr, while you were remaining silent, while he was arguing and you were silent, I saw that Allah deputed an angel to argue on your behalf. I saw Allah deputed an angel to argue with him on your behalf. So you did not have to say anything. I saw Allah depute an angel to argue on your behalf. This is why I was smiling. And as soon as you started to argue back, as soon as you started to quarrel and argue back with that person, the angel left, so I also left. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it shows us a very, very important lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again showing us and teaching us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith, he taught us that when someone is quarreling or arguing with us and we are remaining silent, then Allah deputes an angel to argue on your behalf with that person who is arguing. Allah deputes an angel to argue with on your behalf. This is why sometimes we see that if a person is arguing with us and we are not saying anything, sometimes they become even more angry. You are remaining silent, you are not saying anything, but they are becoming more angry because it is the effect in their heart that when the angel, Allah appoints the angel to argue on your behalf, they feel the effect in their heart of that arguments of the angel. This is why sometimes they become even more angry. You are not saying anything, you are remaining silent, and they become even more angry. They prefer that you say something back to them. If you remain silent, it probably hurts them even more and they start to argue even more. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should remain silent, because if you argue back and you say something, then it can lead to a fight. And then Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angel left as soon as Abu Bakr started to argue back with the person. The angel left, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also left. Allah will leave you to handle your own business. And he will leave you to yourself now, because you took the matter into your own hands, you started to argue back. So Allah will, the angel will go away and you will have to sort out that between yourselves. So it is a very, very important lesson, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We have to avoid arguments and quarrels and disputes as much as we can. And especially during the month of Ramadan that is coming, we have to train ourselves again to stop and to try and avoid these arguments and quarrels, because it is very easy to get into a dispute or a quarrel or argument with someone. But we should try again to train ourselves so that when the month of Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us. We will not have any argument with anyone. We will not have any grudge, any malice with anyone. And if we have an argument or a dispute with someone, then we should not leave it like that. We should not separate and that one has a hatred and a grudge against me, and I have a hatred and a grudge against him. It should not be like that. We have to make peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum." That certainly the believers, brothers, therefore make peace amongst yourselves. Make peace amongst each other. Do not have any quarrel. Do not have in your hearts any grudge and any malice and any hatred for anyone. Although you probably may not be speaking to them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also in the hadith encourage us that amongst the believers there should be no grudge and no hatred for each other. We should not find ourselves hating another believer or having hatred or malice. This is not permissible. This is not permissible for us to do at all, to have grudge and hatred against another Muslim and another believer. This is why, as I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the 15th night of Sha'ban, a great night like the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah does not forgive those people who have hatred for another person. Hatred and malice for another person, Allah does not forgive them even on a great night like the 15th night of Sha'ban. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the tawfiq and the ability that we can practice upon what have been said. May Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability also that we can start from now to train our minds and our bodies so that inshallah when the blessed month of Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us to do good actions and it will be easy for us to increase our good actions. And also I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us all the ability to refrain from sinning as much as we can, to continue to refrain from sinning, and to refrain as much as we can also from these things that are called disputes and arguments and quarrels. And I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives us for our sins. And inshallah, I hope and pray that Allah gives us the ability that we, and gives us the life and the ability that we may witness the blessings and the barakat of the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين